Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harris, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia investigators are looking for the suspects in separate shootings of teenagers. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Christian Johansson tells us, both the victims appear to be targeted.
Around 4 in the afternoon, 16-year-old Jamil Wyatt was along Van Kirk Street near Oxford Avenue, says Staff Inspector Ernest Ransom.
The victim was walking through the rear driveway to the store by himself when three individuals dressed in all black and had masks on exited a white 2013 Nissan Sentra. This car had light tinted windows.
They began to shoot nearly 5 dozen rounds at Wyatt, who then fell to the ground.
And the shooters began to shoot again as he is on the ground.
He later died at the hospital. A couple of hours later, and just before 8:30, and miles away in North Philly, a 15-year-old girl was shot in the neck on Loudoun Street near Broad. Deputy Commissioner Frank Van Orr.
That female has been having an ongoing dispute, argument with other females in the area. A passing car fired several shots towards her.
The teen girl is critically injured and remains in the hospital.
Individual that shot, we believe, is in her 30s.
Anyone with information on either shooting is asked to call 215-686-TIPS. Starting next year, taxpayers will be able to file their taxes directly with the IRS. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty tells us, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy joined the federal officials to announce this will save people time and money.
An estimated 1 million New Jersey tax filers will qualify for direct file. Governor Phil Murphy says it could be up to 1.3 million people.
Direct file will allow New Jersey families with simple tax forms to file their federal and state taxes online for free. This service is seamless, it's swift, and it's secure.
U.S. Treasury Deputy Secretary Wally Adeyemo says the pilot program in other states was very successful.
Reduced time for the people who've already used it, with 140,000 people using it during the pilot phase. And it's also saved money, saving $5.6 million in filing fees.
Filers must have a simple W-2 form or 1099 for Social Security and unemployment income. Families earning less than $200,000 a year and individuals earning below $125,000 are eligible.
People who earn money from tips, gig work, renting property, and online payment apps are ineligible for direct file. A group of Jewish students is accusing the Philadelphia School District of failing to protect them from anti-Semitic harassment from both students and teachers. KYW's Connor Barkon reports.
The Anti-Defamation League says in a civil rights lawsuit, anti-Semitism has been allowed to thrive in the Philadelphia school district since the October 7th attack against Israel. The filing describes incidents with K-12 students who say classmates made references to Nazis and bullied Jewish students into saying Free Palestine. In one case, a fight broke out between 8th graders after one allegedly said Praise Hitler to the other. Some school district teachers are also accused of conducting classroom lessons disparaging Zionism.
The school district says it cannot comment on pending legal matters, but it's beginning a series of forums where students from different backgrounds can talk about how they've been affected by the Gaza debate. Well, no more paying at toll plazas. Starting in January, the eastern end of the Pennsylvania Turnpike will switch to open road tolling. KYW's Mike Donato reports.
Those overhead structures you may have seen spanning the lanes of the Pennsylvania Turnpike are called gantries. They support sensors that, effective January 5th, will read your license plate or EasyPass for tolling. No longer will your toll be paid when you get on or off the highway, says Turnpike Construction Engineering Manager Alan Williamson.
The transaction point is what's being relocated.
And it'll be calculated differently. A two-axle car will pay 7 cents a mile plus $1.09 for each gantry it passes under. The size and number of axles will be determined by digital sensors in the gantries that will replace truck scales, says Turnpike Chief Operating Officer Craig Shuey.
Pennsylvania Turnpike is the last agency in the nation using weight as the basis for tolling.
After the system goes live in January, the toll plazas east of Reading will begin to be demolished. Well, it was a rough Wednesday afternoon for the Phillies. KYW's Matt Leon has more.
The Phillies let one slip away in Minneapolis, losing to the Twins Wednesday afternoon 5-4. Max Kepler, the hero for Minnesota. RBI infield single in the bottom of the ninth off losing pitcher Gregory Soto. Phillies actually led this one 4-1 after 6.5 innings. Trey Turner had a solo home run. Kyle Schwarber, a two-run single. Nick Castellanos, an RBI single. But in the bottom of the seventh, the wheels fell off the wagon. Orion Kerkering struggled with the strike zone. He loaded the bases with one out on a couple of walks, also hit a batter. Matt Strom came in to relieve him after an RBI groundout made it 4-2. Carlos Santana, a two-run double to left. That tied the game up at four. It was a ball that was hit well, but one Brandon Marsh probably should have caught in left field. And then, of course, Max Kepler wins it in the bottom of the ninth.
The Phillies will host Cleveland on Friday. That's the All Local. I'm Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.